This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. So much about Lucius seems to center around connection. First and foremost, the connection between singers and songwriters Jess Wolf and Holly Lasig, the way they sing in unison, their matching costumes, and their friendship. But today, you'll also hear them talk about the importance of their connection with the audience and with other artists, like Brandi Carlile, who co-produced their new album Second Nature with Dave Cobb, like Sheryl Crow, who appears on that album, like the many, many artists Holly and Jess have collaborated with as backup vocalists. They seem to somehow know everyone, including Paul McCartney, who they'll share a story about in this interview. My conversation with Holly and Jess is coming up in just a few minutes, but first, one of the songs they performed in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. Here's Lucius, Next to Normal. Performed in front of a live audience for World Cafe, that was Lucius, Next to Normal. That song is from their new album, Second Nature. I'm so happy to have Holly and Jess of Lucius here with me in the studio. Holly, Jess, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
It's been too long.
Yes. It's so great to see you both.
It's wonderful to be here, really.
Mm-hmm. The song we just heard was the first single from Second Nature. And I remember when it came out, I was a little confused at first because I saw the press release. It said the album was produced by Dave Cobb and Brandi Carlile, who I think a lot of the audience associate more with Americana music. Mm-hmm. So first, tell us how Dave got involved.
We were introduced to the idea through our label at first, and he was interested in working with us, unbeknownst to us. But when we heard that he wanted to make a disco record, which was like the last thing that we expected, that was super intriguing, you know?
Yeah. Did he say why he wanted to make a disco record?
I think, you know, he saw one of our live performances, and I think it was, he was inspired. I think he loves dance music. He's really drawn to, you know, that era, both sonically and when he heard us singing together. I think he felt like he could bring this new life to it. And his vision was really inspiring to us. And we liked the juxtaposition. Like, who would think that Brandi Carlile and Dave Cobb could make a disco record? And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of emotional drama, slower moments on the record. We can't make a record without putting a few heartbreaking ballads in there. It's just natural for us. But yeah, we liked the juxtaposition and the unexpectedness of it.
Mm-hmm. So Brandi Carlile also on board. What did having Brandi in the room do for you guys?
It keeps you on your toes. It's like a combination of feeling very comfortable and open because we're friends, but also on your toes because she's a badass and you want to impress her, you know? So it was that kind of perfect combination where we had the feedback that we knew that we could actually trust, you know, when we were doing vocal takes.
Especially as a singer.
Yeah.
A dynamic singer, you know.
I'm speaking with Holly and Jess from Lucius today on World Cafe. You also worked with some co-writers on this album, like Laurie McKenna and singer-songwriter Trent Dabbs in Nashville. First, take us back to early 2020 when you started working on this album. What were you up to in Nashville? Were you there with the intent to make a new record?
We were writing on Sheryl Crow's piano in her living room when lockdown was announced. Mm-hmm. So talk about juxtaposition. I mean, it was just like shocking. We knew we were going to make a record with Brandi and Dave, but we didn't know at the time what things were really going to sound like or look like. We thought, okay, they want us to stay inside for a couple weeks. Well, good. We planned to write during this time. You know, this was going to be an opportunity for us to just dig in. And then, you know, a couple weeks turns to a couple months, turns to a couple years. So we didn't know how much time we would be given. But, you know, I think it really was strangely, you know, it sounds weird to say, but a little bit of a blessing for us. I was going through a divorce. We had been on the road with Roger Waters singing in his band for several years and doing Lucius in between. And we really needed to buckle down and sit in a room and really reflect and talk and exchange ideas about what we'd all been through. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time we really were given that opportunity.
Why was this the album you decided to bring in co-writers for?
Yeah, it's interesting because we didn't know we were going to be in lockdown, obviously, when we started writing. I mean, our first song we wrote for the record was Man I'll Never Find with Trent Dabbs. Mm-hmm. And I think just to have a different perspective, we are co-writers, so we're used to having another person in the room. Yeah. The difference is that we are constant witnesses to each other's life, so we really have a very inside view into an experience for each other, which is really special and unique. But I think we were so inside of ourselves, especially me, like I was so inside of my experience. And I think Holly was probably feeling that as well, having been witness to it. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband is in the band. And so it was really loaded. Mm-hmm. And I think we needed some fresh perspective.
And we started dabbling in the idea of co-writing initially to maybe write for other people or write just to see what it was like. And, you know, then you end up writing a song that you really like and want to sing and it's personal and you're like, maybe we should keep this. Yeah. And that kind of kept happening. So it wasn't so intentional, but it worked out that way.
Yeah. And I did want to ask about The Man I'll Never Find. We're going to hear you perform it live in a minute. But what that would be like to write with somebody else about something that's so personal, Jess going through a divorce with Dan, the drummer of the band. Like having Trent there, was it easy to kind of like bare your soul to him?
Yeah, I mean, Trent is such a, he's such an easy person to sort of delve with. Mm-hmm. He makes you feel instantly comfortable, and he's so respectful and also just funny. So he does have a way of lifting up the spirit of something that you're going through or that you're talking about. And I think that song needed to be written. It was like, I mean, obviously a lot of the other songs on the record are about divorce and breakup and difficult moments, but this was like, this is the realization that I'm not going to have the thing I'm looking for, or I keep looking for in a person that doesn't have the thing. I don't even know what that thing is that I'm looking for, but it's not here, and I keep looking for something that doesn't exist. And, you know, that was the song. It really wrote itself, and we were just all in a room to grab hold of it. And you know, it was probably the quickest written song. It happened in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I do have to ask, given that Dan is in the band, what it is like to play a song like that with the person that it's about.
I mean, it's been a couple years now, and we're in a really good place. We're both in love with other people. and we always had this understanding, this green light for writing, and being able to say whatever it was that you needed to say in a song. Because that's your journal. That's so personal. And so and the difficult things are what people relate to. Mm-hmm. That's really what connects to people, you know? So if you're not honest, it's going to come out in another way. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, before we went into the studio, it was really important that I sent him that particular song because I didn't want him to be alarmed and I wanted him to be comfortable with it. And he said it was the best song we'd ever written.
Oh, that's really nice.
But I'm sure it was hard.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, let's hear your live performance of The Man I'll Never Find. It's Lucius on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Lucious in a live performance for World Cafe. That song was Turn It Around from their 2013 album, Willed a Woman. I'm Raina Duras, chatting with Holly and Jess of Lucious today. They have a new album out now. It's their fourth. It's called Second Nature. And Holly, I also want to congratulate you because in the time since you were last on the World Cafe, while you were working on this album, you became a mom.
Yes, I did.
So exciting. And I got to meet Oscar very briefly backstage.
He's on his first tour.
Oh my gosh. What's it like having your baby on tour?
It's only been a couple days, but so far it's really good because you have, you know,
lots of babysitters
with you.
Right. You have like this built-in family network that's with you.
Like, here, take him. Yeah. Here, take him. And everyone can pass him, you know, around. And he loves it.
He really does love it.
I think he's into it. So
he was very happy when I met him. And he seemed quiet. I don't want to, you know, jinx anything. But.
Yeah, no, he's observant and happy for the most part. Yeah, so.
At what point in the album process were you when you found out that you were going to be having a baby?
In the writing process, yeah. So, and then when we went into the studio, I was about 7 months, 6 or 7 months pregnant.
I remember the day that we had to return because the doctor was like,
"Oh, right,
this is your final day that you could fly."
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could say that we did have a real deadline. You know, it wasn't something that you could stretch out. It was like, nope, he's coming whether you like it or not. And so we've got to get this done.
I mean, and she was working till like a week before.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have kids. I have friends who have kids. So I kind of know this from experience that sometimes when your friend has a baby, the dynamic can change because mm-hmm. there's this new thing in your life. What has changed for you? Have things changed?
I mean, yes and no. Like, I think, I don't know, it's a combination. It's hard to say if it's like motherhood or the fact that we've been home for such a long time. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because we sing songs like Dusty Trails, for instance, from Good Grief. And we wrote that song about being away from home for such a long time that you don't even know what it's like to be at home anymore, or it's so unfamiliar and it's so uncomfortable almost. Mm-hmm. And now it's the reverse.
Yeah.
We have been home for such a long time that it's almost like, how do I do this again?
Yeah.
Gosh, it takes so much energy and work, and I forgot. As Holly yawns,
sorry, that's okay.
But it's. I don't think it's like, oh, we're older. I mean, it's been a couple years, but I think it's that when you're not in the machine mm-hmm. and you stop for a while, it takes a lot to put yourself back out there, and you know, it's a good learning experience. It keeps you on your toes, and you know, I'm really excited about it to connect with other people and see how much they need it. Makes me realize how much I also need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we move on from Oscar, the adorable baby, Jess, what are you excited about in your role as Oscar's auntie right now? What kind of aunt will you be? This is a thing I ask myself
sometimes. Well, I'm his godmother. It's like one step up from auntie.
Okay, there you go.
No, I'm very proud, clearly. It's so exciting to see him develop. Like, I've never known. Of course, I have other friends that have had babies, but Holly's the closest person in my life. So to witness her as a mom and her changing, but also being just Holly as a mom, and to see this thing that she and her husband Andy created is just so, so special. It makes you really, like, open your eyes a little bit wider and watch things. You know, you want to keep him entertained or you want to connect with him. You have to think about the little things that might interest him, this little baby that's seeing everything new for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. It makes you appreciate moments, simple moments, that much more.
Yeah.
He really likes our dressing room because it's full of sparkles. We were talking about putting extensions in his hair at one point. It's going to be wild.
We already have found glitter in his diaper.
He's going to have lots of embarrassing photos.
When he can run around and get into the boxes of rhinestones, I feel like you might be in a little trouble.
Oh, he tried to put a sequin in his mouth yesterday.
I'm speaking with Holly and Jess from Lucius Umrol Cafe. Before the pandemic hit, like you said, You had a very busy schedule, not just with your own music, but also as backing vocalists for all sorts of artists. You toured with Roger Waters. You did backing vocals for folks like Harry Styles, The War on Drugs, Sheryl Crow. There's a whole bunch more. I want to play a bit of a song that you're featured on Brandi Carlile's You and Me on the Rock. Could you talk a little bit about working on that track before we hear some of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the heart of pandemic, too. And we recorded it in the studio next door to my house. It was at a time that we definitely could not travel, I remember. And she was very clear, like, I want you guys to do your thing. Like, yeah. Here's some basic harmonies in the chorus that we want covered, but add whatever it is you want. And then, you know, we kind of say that before every recording session. If people are giving us freedom to sort of layer and do our thing, we'll say, you know, we'll just add a bunch of stuff and you can pick and choose what it is. We aren't precious about it. And she kept everything we did.
Yeah.
It was clearly very Joni Mitchell inspired. And we've had some very special moments with Brandi at Joni's house. And so we really tried to tap into that.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that. This is You and Me on the Rock, Brandi Carlile with backing vocals from my guest, Lucius. I built my house up on this rock, baby, every day with you. There's nothing in that town I need after everything we've been through. Me out in my garden and you out. You and Me on the Rock by Brandi Carlile and featuring my guests today, Lucius. Now, just before we heard that clip, you mentioned hanging out at Joni Mitchell's house with Brandi. That is a pretty rare experience to get to hang out with Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, some of the greatest nights of our lives. Mm-hmm. One time we walked into Joni's kitchen from like her courtyard area where you can enter the house. And there's Paul McCartney standing there. Mm-hmm. I'm the welcoming committee, he said.
Yeah.
And hugged us as we walked in. There was only 8 or so people in that living room that night.
Yeah.
And we pulled out a sort of a deep cut, a song that he wrote and recorded for Mary Hopkin called Goodbye, Goodbye, My Love. And we sang it for him. I mean, I don't know how we had the balls to do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But we did somehow. And he, you know, it's interesting. At first, he didn't recognize it. And then he goes, oh, that's my song.
Yeah. You know?
And he was really tickled. And he had said something after, like, I'm really glad that the state of music is being left to people like you mm-hmm. to be able to, I don't know, that he had faith in it again or something with the people in that room. Singing. Wow. It was really very special, very touching. Talk about a night you'll never forget.
Here's Goodbye from Mary Hopkin on World Cafe.
Please don't wake me up too late. Tomorrow comes and I will not be late. Late today when it becomes tomorrow.
A little bit of Goodbye by Mary Hopkin. It's a song that Lucius performed for Paul McCartney in Joni Mitchell's living room, which doesn't get any better than that. I'm Raina Duris talking with Holly and Jess of Lucius today. On top of co-producing Second Nature, your new album, Brandi also sings backing vocals on one of your songs along with Sheryl Crow, so she sort of repays the favor. It's a song, Dance Around It, and that's what we're going to finish off with today. Cool. After singing backup for so many other artists, what kind of direction did you give Brandi and Sheryl when they were doing it for you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I mean, what do you tell, like, two of the greatest living singer-songwriters? Like, how can you instruct people like that? They're legends. They're icons. Holly, you always tell the story quite well.
Well, they said to us, we want to be, like, please ask us to sing anything you want. You know, we'll do it. You have supported us. We're here to support you. We are your background singers. Just tell us, you know, tell us what you want. And we were like, well, we have this vocal part in there that goes, dance, 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 we'll dance, dance, dance. You know, it's this weird chanty background part. And would you be willing to sing it? Yes, absolutely. We'll do exactly that. So then they're, you know, they're singing around this mic and we're kind of standing off to the side watching and we're just like, are we crazy that we ask Brandi Carlile and Sheryl Crow, who could sing anything in the world, to sing that? Yes, so we are. But they were so cool about it and so just awesome and supportive and yeah.
Well, it's a really fun song. I mean, it feels like a defiant party jam, like your dancing will not be stopped. Could you tell us before we hear it, just talk about writing this song?
Honestly, it was a bit of an anchor for the record because it was that song that sort of inspired the idea that, like, we're going through these very difficult moments, both as, like, a humanity, as a group, as a community, and individually. And it's really easy to delve into difficulties, and the ballads always come easy. When you're sad and when it's difficult. But how can we lift ourselves out of this? Because we're all stuck somehow in it. How can we find a way to almost fake it till you make it? Convince yourselves by dancing. You can, the content, the lyric can be hard, can be difficult, can be dark, but the feeling that you want to get out of it is like, yeah, relief. So Dance Around It is sort of what anchored the record in that spirit.
I think that's a perfect introduction for it. Here is Dance Around It from the new album Second Nature from Lucius with Sheryl Crow and Brandi Carlile on backing vocals. It's World Cafe. Dance Around It by Lucius. You can find that song on their new album, Second Nature. It's out now. Jess and Holly of Lucius have been my guests today. It's been so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.